was made to Border Patrol, like, how we doing? I used to call all the time. I'd say, how we doing, fellas? How's it going? Is it going well?
CBS's Manuel Bajorquez.
He really hit on the old familiar themes of his campaign, on the economy, saying, of course, that he believes he would be a much better person to be in charge of the economy. But he talked about immigration being the single most important issue.
Tim Walz in Savannah was also talking about the economy and Trump's proposed tariffs.
He thinks if he's going to do his sales tax, which he wants to tell you are tariffs, and China's going to pay for them, China's not paying for them. You're paying for them. $4,000 a year.
Kamala Harris plans to make her closing argument to voters with an appearance later at the Ellipse in Washington. A federal judge in Pennsylvania has dismissed a lawsuit by Republican lawmakers over overseas ballots. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
They wanted to have more vibrant rules, larger scale rules for the type of ID you have to show if you want to vote from overseas. The judge has just thrown that lawsuit out, saying those congressmen don't have proper standing to be filing such a lawsuit, shouldn't be waiting till the 11th hour. And that they really haven't shown a cause of action.
There is growing criticism worldwide of Israel's decision to limit the work of the UN's Palestinian Relief Agency. CBS News correspondent Holly Williams has more from Tel Aviv.
Israel's vote to bar UNRWA from operating in this country, from where international aid is delivered to Gaza, has been widely criticized, including by several of its allies. The U.S. says it is, quote, deeply concerned.
The Gaza Health Ministry says more than 90 Palestinians were killed or are missing in a residential building hit by an Israeli missile today. Russian President Vladimir Putin has launched a massive exercise of that country's nuclear forces. That includes practice missile launches. Putin has said his country's nuclear arsenal is the most reliable guarantor of its security. Actress Terry Garr has died. She co-starred in such favorites as Young Frankenstein and Tootsie.
You're worried about your audition tomorrow, aren't you?
No, I'm not worried about that audition.
Why?
Because
why?
I'm not going to get it. I'm not going to get it. Because I'm completely wrong for it.
Why? What kind of a part is it?
A woman!
She was 79. She battled many health problems in recent years, and her publicist says Garr died of multiple sclerosis surrounded by family. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It's a budget with no cuts of city positions, no service cuts, and a reduced property tax rate. Racine Mayor Corey Mason presented the city's 2025 budget proposal to the Common Council last night. The $94 million budget includes funding for updated public safety buildings, a new neighborhood cleanup program, and an accelerated lead pipe removal plan. A veteran firefighter with experience across multiple states has been chosen to lead the South Shore Fire Department. That's the department serving Mount Pleasant and Sturtevant in Racine County. Joseph Hoffman will be taking over from Interim Chief Joe Nitter. Within the battleground state, Racine is a battleground county. For the second time in a week, a vice presidential candidate spoke at Memorial Hall. Senator J.D. Vance took his turn last night and pushed back against criticism of a New York Trump rally Sunday.
I'm not worried that a joke that a comedian who has no affiliation with Donald Trump's campaign told, that a lot of people are going to wake up and say, oh, we're not going to vote for Donald Trump now. We're going to look past the fact that we can't afford groceries because somebody made a joke that we don't like.
Governor Tim Walz was in Racine last week and was in Waukesha yesterday. The Racine Zoo has announced the passing of Yule, a 58-year-old gibbon who had lived at the zoo since 1986. Zoo officials say they made the decision to euthanize Yule due to health decline. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Fall in love with the March family all over again in Little Women, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. The enduring tale of family, friendship, love, and adventure is a new adaptation of Louisa May Alcott's novel. Meg, Joe, Beth, and Amy play, quarrel, and dream of their futures in a nation torn apart by the Civil War. Navigating hardships and heartbreak, it's a tender, playful coming-of-age story that generations will find surprising, exciting, and empowering. Tickets and more info at RacineTheater.org.
Transform your office with B&L Office Furniture, your go-to for premium workspace solutions. Create the perfect impression with seating options that suit every space, style, and budget. Ergonomic chairs for enhanced productivity. Sleek lobby seating that reflects your company's branding. Comfy couches for the employee lounge. The possibilities are endless. Whether it's new or refurbished, the dedicated, friendly, and experienced staff at B&L Office Furniture has you covered. Stop by today on 52nd Street in Kenosha, just east of Green Bay Road.
The Bucks lose in Boston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Celtics 119-108. Milwaukee now 0-2 on this road trip. They've lost three in a row. Damian Lillard.
It's definitely frustrating because when we do what we're supposed to do, you see what the first game looked like, and then at moments of the last two games, you see when we do it, what the game looks like. I just think it's one of those things right now where you usually gotta stay in the fight.
The Bucks play in Memphis Thursday. College football, Badgers head coach Luke Fickell on reviewing the loss to Penn State over the weekend.
It was tough, but as you look back at it, the thing that it comes down to is execution, and execution in the fourth quarter, and then making plays.
The Badgers play the Hawkeyes in Iowa Saturday night. The NFL Network reporting an MRI showed no serious damage for Jordan Love and that groin injury. Could he play Sunday against the Lions?
If he can go, he'll go. We'll see where he's at by the end of the week, but if we feel like he can't protect himself, then we certainly wouldn't put him in that position.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Summer is here today. High temperatures will attempt to shatter records as we soar to 80 degrees. Winds will be whipping out of the southwest, gusting up to 30 miles per hour, keeping us warm overnight, too. More records are on the line by tomorrow morning as lows only fall to the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
News, Timeless Hits WRJN says here, researchers say reading to infants increases their brain's ability to process language skills when they do eventually head off to school. You know, my parents never read to me that much when I was a kid, and yet I did okay in first grade, all 3 years of it.
Loves you more than you will know. Oh, tells you all that you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please. This is Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hiding in a hiding place where no one ever goes. It's a little secret, just the Robinsons are there. Most of all, you have to hide it from the kids. Coo-coo-ca-choo, this is Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray.
To Racine Quarry, local news and timeless hits.
Come on, come on.
Well, it feels so good.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. Hey there, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
My friend Robin joins us from time to time. Now, you're somewhat musical, right?
I would say so, yeah.
You sing?
Yes.
Play any instruments?
No, I tried violin when I was in sixth grade, and Miss Sweet said to me, have you ever tried singing?
Okay.
That was
a gentle way of saying this ain't for you, kid.
No, it's not.
What about your three children? Play instruments?
They all three did in high school and into college. Yes, they did. And it was a trombone. It was a sax and all of the sax instruments, you know, in that category, mm-hmm, in that family, mm-hmm, and then a trumpet. So, yeah.
Students who face music and drama have a better aptitude for math and reading, so says the Department of Education. They looked at 25,000 math scores and found that students who were deeply involved with any type of musical instruments did much better than students who were not involved in music. Students involved in drama did better in reading. Drama students were also less likely to tolerate racism.
Wow, that is a very interesting study.
Music helps the brain think fluidly and mathematically. Drama may help students learn empathy for others, says the
study. I agree with that. I agree with both of those because my daughter Tess was involved in musicals and drama at high school as well. So the math thing, not sure about that. That must have skipped like three generations.
Well,
not true.
I always say that, you know, I'm somewhat musical. I always say I can count to four. One, two, three, four. That's all you need.
All I have is and a five, six, seven, eight.
Well, then you're a dancer. If that's the case.
Yeah, that too.
All right. That's my friend Robin, who joins us from time to time. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
It's quiz time. Here's your first question. Which senator joined the extreme left in Washington, D.C. to send COVID relief checks to prisoners, including the Boston Marathon bomber? Answer, Tammy Baldwin. Who backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin? Once again, Tammy Baldwin. Next question. Which senator even supported castration and mastectomies for minors? Time's up. It does sound crazy, but that was Tammy Baldwin again. Over and over, Baldwin has sided with the extreme left in D.C. Baldwin is for they, them, not you. And now for our final answer. It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our civic media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Well, you know you make
timeless hits, WRJN. How do you like that summer-like weather out there? Going to have more of the same tonight and tomorrow. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight, a low of 65. Maybe a shower tomorrow afternoon, but partly sunny and a high of 77. local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Well, when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody is better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. Recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks, and on-site reporting of the Packers. Mike is on every hour, weekdays on WRJN. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A veteran firefighter with experience across multiple states has been chosen to lead the South Shore Fire Department. That's the department serving Mount Pleasant and Sturtevant in Racine County. Joseph Hoffman will be taking over from Interim Chief Joe Nitter. The new chief says he's excited to be a part of the expanding department and plans to use a lot of data to help with coverage. Racine police are investigating a shooting that left a 24-year-old man critically injured early Sunday. Police say it happened after an altercation on Wolf Street near Main. The victim, who suffered multiple gunshot wounds, was first taken to a local hospital before being flown to Milwaukee for further treatment. A person of interest has been identified. That thing crawling around isn't really a ladybug. It's just playing dress-up. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more.
What you're seeing creeping inside of our homes is the Asian lady beetle, busy with their annual invasion in October. An invasive species first brought here in the 70s. They have no known predator. While they're mostly harmless, Asian lady beetles do bite. It feels like a pinch, and they can break the skin. They also live for 3 years and leave pheromones behind, marking their favorite place to return. They also have an unsettling defense mechanism called reflex bleeding. When they're threatened, they bleed from their joints and excrete a smelly substance that stains. You've probably been calling them ladybugs your entire life, but technically, that isn't correct.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
Summer is here today. High temperatures will attempt to shatter records as we soar to 80 degrees. Winds will be whipping out of the southwest, gusting up to 30 miles per hour, keeping us warm overnight, too. More records are on the line by tomorrow morning as lows only fall to the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. Little light is shining through the window. We know everything's all right. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Paper laying on the sidewalk, a little music from the house next door. So I walked on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. The day is through.
Summer
and Crofts from 1972. It's Summer Breeze on WRJN. You know, earlier this hour, we heard some Isley Brothers. The Isley Brothers did that Summer Breeze song, too. They did that in 1974. Their version was more electric guitar-based, I would say. Other artists to cover that song include Johnny Mathis, Main Ingredient, and Jason Mraz.
One, two, three! One, two, three!
Thank you.
are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, where we encourage you to be a voter this fall. And now our company's website, civicmedia.us, features a complete guide to every Wisconsin race this year. Information on all the candidates and races right down to your district. You'll also find information on when, where, and how to vote. So log on to civicmedia.us/voter-guide and be a voter this fall.
Just let me hear some of that rock.
Something
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Chances are pretty good you might hear this song sometime this week.
He did the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
But Twitter user Lawrence Miles realized something really, really shocking about the song The Monster Mash. He tweeted, "Guys, I'm here to red pill you all. You've never heard the actual Monster Mash. You've just heard a record about the Monster Mash." He also tweeted, "Bobby Pickett is a non-monster, recalling an occasion when he heard about monsters mashing. At best, his recording is only a rough approximation." Yeah, this song is about a guy watching monsters doing a dance. It's not actually the dance. Happy Halloween, everybody.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? 1 out of 9 Wisconsinites work in agriculture, but billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, "a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture." They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you gear up for fall. From power tools and holiday decor to get your yard festive, to hunting gear and accessories for traps, bows, and firearms to keep you in the game all season. Plus, throughout November, for every bag of Kalmbach feeds you buy, Runnings will make a donation to Samaritan's Purse to aid hurricane relief efforts. Stay safe and warm as temperatures drop with everything you need for your home and farm. Stop by today, Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs. Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season just right. Ferraro's is Racine's go-to for classic pizzas, crispy fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. 50 years running. Feast on the Bratwurst pizza this October. Loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. Plus, check out the delicious frozen pizzas, perfect for carryout or for your next big fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation nation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
For 97 years, WRJN has provided local news, and now timeless hits, too. Coming up, CBS News at 4, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Here's CCR.